Hi everyone, welcome back to the Change Your Mind podcast, where we explore personal development, spirituality, and science. I'm your host, Chris Ashley, and I'm excited for my guest today. We are going to talk all about how to live healthier, banish bloat, heal IBS, any other kind of stomach issues you're having, and who knows where else the conversation is going to go, as always. First, a couple quick announcements though. Head over to the links in the show notes. You're going to find a lot there. You'll find links to sponsor the podcast, to connect with me on social media, to connect with my amazing guest. You'll find links to my other projects. I have two television shows besides this podcast. And you'll find a link to my book, Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality. It was endorsed by three people from The Secret: Michael Beckwith, Bob Doyle, Marcy Shimoff. It was endorsed by John Gray, who of course wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and many other people. And as always, this show is part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. We are doing amazing things in personal development. We have live shows pretty much every month with incredible headliners. I was just on stage with Joseph McClendon, Jim Quick, Sharon Lecter, Les Brown, Dr. Joe Vitale, John Osteroff. So come be a part of what we're doing. All the podcasts are amazing. The events are incredible. The community is amazing. All right. What if the one thing keeping you stuck is the way you think? Welcome to Change Your Mind with Chris Ashley, the podcast where science meets spirituality and mindset becomes your most powerful tool for transformation. I'm Chris Ashley, author of Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, trainer, speaker, and lifelong seeker. For years, I battled trauma, depression, anger, chronic illness, low self-worth, and the weight of old stories. Until I discovered how to rewire my mind, reconnect with my divine nature, and consciously create a new reality from the inside out. This show is here to help you do the same. Each week, we explore the intersection of personal development, spirituality, and science, diving into topics like healing, emotional mastery, entrepreneurship, resilience, and the quantum nature of reality. You'll hear powerful stories, gain practical tools, and real conversations that will help you change your perspective, get unshakable confidence, and live the vision your soul has always known is possible. Whether you're navigating a major life shift, building your dream business, or seeking deep healing and alignment, you're in the right place. So if you're ready to break through, take back your power, and create a life on your terms, this is your moment. Let's break free from the patterns that hold us back, awaken to who we truly are, and rise. Your transformation starts now. So with me today, I have Jody Jolene. Jody is a health expert known for helping people age healthier, banish bloat and IBS for good, and reclaim their health permanently. Jody suffered for years with chronic health issues that no doctor could ever fix, and a belly so bloated she always looked 9 months pregnant. Through discovering her own methodology, she went from looking very pregnant to a flat stomach, aka she lost the weight, and tapped into the secrets of getting healthier as you age. Jody figured out how to master her own health, and now she teaches others to do the same. So welcome, Jody. I'm happy you're here.
Thank you for having me, Chris. It's so good to see you again.
Yeah, and I was on one of your amazing summits that you put on, and it was so much fun. So I'm glad we're here reconnecting again. All right, so I always start my episodes off the same way, and that's by asking my guests, what is their origin story? And I know we got a little bit of it in the bio, but I'd love to hear the long version.
Sure, yeah, it's quite the long version. So yeah, I found myself years ago, like starting to get bloated off and on, and, you know, thought, well, you know, you pass it off as food. This is what we do. We think like it's food related, or, you know, there's something wrong with our bodies. And so what happened to me is I tried to do what I knew to do to help it, but it like, that didn't work. It was bloated permanently. For 19 years, I looked 9 months pregnant.
So it's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just that I looked pregnant, which is bad enough, right? Because I had to wear baggy clothes. I'm hiding my body. But I was so ill. Like I had pain There were times when I couldn't even stand up straight. I had so much pain. I couldn't breathe a lot of times, like take a full breath, you know, because there was no room. There was just no room for air. There was so many other things going on in there. And I spent hours and hours and hours a day in the bathroom. It was so bad. So it was the chronic pain. Sometimes I'd be curled up in a fetal position and, you know, and I know health. So I'm like, what is going on? I know this stuff. I've studied health since I was literally 22. Health, self-development, health and self-development were my passions, you know? And so I could not figure it out. And it wasn't until years later that I did some things, which we'll talk about, that all of a sudden I got a flat stomach. So I went from looking 9 months pregnant for 19 years to a flat stomach, which was huge for me. It was, again, it's not just the stomach, right? It healed so many things in my life. And, you know, like now it's easy for me to go back and see like what it was all about, what it was from. And, you know, but when you're in it and you don't feel good and you're thinking your body is working against you, because I mean, I used to want to just punch my belly and wanted to burst like a balloon and then it would be all gone. You know, that was my fantasy. And this is what happens. We think our body's working against us. I had no idea it was actually working to tell me something. It was bloated because it was telling me there was something deeper there to heal, a deeper wound that I was carrying inside that it was trying to get my attention to heal. And that, when I healed the emotional wounds, you know, and lessening my stress in my life, learning to love myself, that is when my body healed. It was huge.
I thank you for sharing that. 19 years is a long time to be uncomfortable in your own skin, but also to be in pain and like that mm-hmm. much discomfort. And I didn't know where you were going to go with this. I thought you were going to talk about healing your gut, which you're probably going to talk about too. But I love that you went to the emotional place, because that's something I talk about a lot too. Illnesses and diseases and pain are signs from our body, right? That tell us something is out of alignment, or we're not on the path we're meant to be on, or there's something that needs to be addressed. So I love that you went there.
Yeah.
Totally. So talk to me about like what that process of like figuring that out was like.
Well, what happened to me was when it happened, I was just about to get married when it started to be off and on. So I knew it wasn't right for me, but I got married. So there's that following path, right? But after I got a divorce, I ended up in a relationship with a very abusive narcissist. And it was like that situation, that experience literally brought me to my knees. Like it was so bad. Like I had to hit rock bottom before I said, never again, never again will I let a man abuse me. 'Cause I grew up with a lot of trauma and abuse. So this is what your resonance is, right? So you attract more of it until you heal it at a deeper level, which, you know, the resonance, right? And so I had to be brought to my knees, say never again. And I was actually working on healing the deeper. I had, and let me tell you, I had done self-development work all my life. So this is not new to me, but it was deeper that I went into my wounding from my childhood. So I would never have another narcissist or anyone to abuse me in my life again. And so that deeper healing, for that reason, I was shocked that my stomach got flat. I never was working on my gut. I would never was expecting it, but it was my big light bulb moment when I said, oh my God, it was emotional. It was emotional. And that was huge. And I'll tell you what really solidified knowing it was the narcissist called me one day and I was having a really good day. I'm in the middle of my healing, right? I still was a little wobbly. You know, good days, bad days at that time. And the phone rang, I looked down and had a friend over. And when I looked down, it was the narcissist. And that fast, my belly got huge. And I looked at her and I'm pointing, I'm like, look, Yeah. And I was like, yep, there it is, right? Boom, immediately in the body. Yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
Yep.
That's super wild. So how did you do this deeper healing? Like, what methodologies did you use?
I started like going within myself, and I had to ask myself, okay, because we can blame, right? Oh, he was abusive, that asshole, blah, blah, blah. Right, okay, yeah, right. But I had to own it. I had to own, why did I allow this man to abuse me? Well, that's not easy, going within yourself, saying, you know, wow, why did I allow this? Because I allowed it. I could have walked away in the beginning, but that's the wound, right? The wound is in there, and it's very difficult. And I know people that are going through it or have gone through it, they understand what I'm talking about. It's easy to go, oh, you should have just left. Well, it's not that easy. It's just not that easy when you, you almost feel like, you know, you're not enough, you know, all the stuff that happens, you know, your worth and your value and all that gets hammered out of you when you're little. So from stuff that's happened. So going within and owning that was huge for me. Because I had to admit, I thought I was a piece of shit, right? I mean, really deep down, that's what's going on. Cause if I didn't, I wouldn't be with that man.
You thought you deserved it, right?
Yeah. In a sick, insidious way inside, right? The subconscious. Because you're not consciously, you don't want that, of course.
Right.
But you know it's the subconscious that's running you. So it's the subconscious that's got that familiarity. And it's like you, this is what you know, so to speak. You know, it's what you know. Abuse is what you know, especially if you had a lot of trauma. So, and then I had to learn to love myself, which I thought, oh, I love myself, right? But then once I heard somebody say, I deeply love myself, and I was like, what does that even mean? I was like, it felt so foreign to me. Now I can say I deeply love myself, you know? And then I had to get reconnected to my body, because when you go through trauma, and we've all had some kind of trauma in our life, nobody goes through this life unscathed. They just don't. And it could be, you know, little traumas or big traumas. But when you go through heavier stuff, you disconnect from yourself. And also this world, we're programmed to be disconnected from ourselves. Like, it is insidious in this world. Like, we're taught to push and strive and do, and that just doesn't work in the long run. And so that causes a lot of stress. And we know stress goes in the body too. So you've got to lower your stress. That is not doing you any good at all. And that's a process. It's a step-by-step process to do that, because, man, that'll take you down faster than anything too. So all of these pieces and slowing down too. And I remember my friends like, you need to slow down. Like, you're busy, you're doing stuff all the time. You're not sleeping. You're going to kill yourself. And when she said, you got to slow down, I said, are you nuts? Are you crazy? I literally like thought she was crazy. I mean, not literally, but it's like in my mind, I'm like, I'm a single mom. I have to pay the rent. You know, you have all these reasons that you can't slow down because it's scary, you know? And so the thought of it was like insane to me, because I'd never get anything done, because we're taught to be productive. You know, we find our worth through productivity. And I had to make ends meet. So here I am, like, doing all this and not realizing the damage I was doing inside, but yet something inside of me knew that I need to slow down. And so then I learned how to slow down, which is not easy. You think, okay, slow down. Like, we get these things logically, but there's a complete difference of energy when it's logically or in embodiment, you know, like knowing it here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got that. Yep. Know that. Okay. But that's not where the shift will happen because it's an embodiment piece. You know what I'm talking about. I know you.
Yeah. And it's like getting down to your subconscious, like you were saying before, right? We can consciously think something, but to really change, like it has to go through those deeper layers. So you're making me think of a friend of mine, and I don't want to share too many details, but she just got out of a narcissistic relationship not long ago, and she's a single mother, and she's been having like crazy neurological issues. Like she has like tremors and these weird, like almost seizures, and like she'll start stuttering and like just like really scary. And the doctors like are like, oh, it's just like lower your stress, like, and all this stuff. Cause she like didn't test positive for MS or any of these things. So your story is like so parallel to hers. Oh, Siri just went off. That was weird. Maybe I said story and if I said Siri, but your story is like making me think of hers. So like you mentioned it's really hard to slow down. Like how does someone slow down or lower their stress when they're in that situation, like you said, where it's like money's tight, you're a single mom, you've got to pay the bills, you're responsible for this other person. Like what are the steps you take?
Yeah. And I will answer that in a second. I want to go back to your friend for a second.
Yeah.
So when I talk about how we hold this in our body and it causes digestive issues, IBS, it also causes other chronic health issues. It's all the same, right? I mean, it's different symptoms, but it's all the same where you're holding that in your body. So for her, yeah, those wounds are in there and she can heal that. Yeah, through doing what I'm talking about. So what I did, I was like, oh my God, my mind, I don't know how to do this. You're worried, you're, oh my God, I don't have no money for rent or whatever it is. And I remember I'd be sitting at my desk and I was like, ah. And so I just like got up and I went and I sat on my couch for a minute. And that literally, I had no idea, but I call it my step away method. So I got up, I went and I literally physically moved. So if you physically remove yourself from the space you're in, like, I don't care if you're in the kitchen cooking and your mind's going, you walk out of the kitchen then and you go in the living room or the bathroom or your bedroom or something, you physically remove yourself from that space, right? Movement, visceral. And then you sit for a minute and you sit in silence. Well, in the beginning, right, it's difficult. The mind's going, and that's okay because the mind does what the mind does. Doesn't mean it's you. It's the mind. So you just try to, quiet it. Then you go back and do what you're doing, and then it comes back again. You step away again, and you just try, quiet your mind. I'm telling you, I was stepping away a lot in the beginning. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just trying to quiet my mind. But I discovered as I kept doing that, I was stepping away less and less and less to the point where I got my mind to quiet down. Like I literally got it. Now your mind's never going to stop 100%. Okay, because the mind is what the mind is, but your thoughts don't have to be those thoughts that you've learned a lot of your life, like ripping on yourself or all of that. Like I don't do that to myself at all anymore. So it's freeing the mind, trying to get it to be quiet as much as you can. And when it's really incessant, it's like breaking that pattern right away. That's why I say you walk away. Otherwise, man, that mind can go like a freight train. You could go through scenario after scenario and it can go just down the rabbit hole. That's where you get in trouble, right? It's like, ooh, can you make up the stuff? The mind can be just incessant. So it's trying to catch it sooner rather than later. So just to start to reduce that stress, because it does start here with the worry and all of that, because as you're putting that out in the world and creating more of it then. And it's a balance,
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Cause it's like, you're disrupting the pattern even just by like moving your body a little and changing your surroundings is enough to like kind of distract your brain a little away from that. Yeah. And I love that because that's like a very simple, easy thing that you can start with, that it's not like go sit in meditation for an hour when someone might not have time for that, or like, I don't know, go get a massage or something if someone can't afford that. Right. It's very practical. So it's a good tip.
It is practical and you can do, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody has a minute.
Yeah. So are there any other good stress lowering techniques that you use now that you're in like a little more of a stable position?
Being present as much as you can. Mm-hmm. So if your mind is ruminating and, you know, maybe it's, maybe you've done like the step away, you're, you know, you've got pretty good control over your mind. And if you don't too, either way. But if you, whether your mind is going or not, it's a good idea to get present. But if you all of a sudden think of some thought like, you know, maybe I did not think this, but what if I had, like, oh my God, what if this interview doesn't go well or whatever, right? Then I would come back to my like present moment, right? And just be, so you come back in within yourself. And the best way to do that is use one of your senses. So I like, okay, quiet. I hear my fan going right next to me here. I hear the highway, you know, like you just listen to sound. So then you're not in your mind. You're actually focused on something else. You're back in the present moment. That's another way to get the mind to start getting out of the incessantness of the what ifs scenarios. Because it is, it's crazy, but it's so easy to go down that. And it takes a lot of effort to go the other way. You know, I don't know why that is, but it just, it's just how our minds work.
I think it's because we're wired for survival, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, we're always, especially like as women, like once we're mothers too, especially, it's like, we're always on the lookout for like danger, right? Like we're looking for that like lion or tiger or something that's going to like hurt us. But like, really, we don't live in that day and age anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so true. But you know, your body does hold all that emotion and your body always has the answer. So when I'm working with people, I work in the body because the body will always tell you, right? Like it's telling you you're having symptoms, you know, you've like, say your friend has taken on so much of that trauma inside from that abuse, which is bad. I know how bad that abuse is. And then it's like, right? It's like, it's holding all of that. So healing that, to be able to release it out of the body. And I'll tell you, when I work with clients, I'm a somatic intuitive where I'm right there with them. I feel what they feel in their body. Like I can tell when we hit the deeper emotion, I can feel when their body wants to release. Like I can literally feel it. Sometimes I'm like, oh boy, you know, like I know where that is, you know, I can just feel it in my body. So, but the body always knows, your body will always tell you. So there's wounding in there. I don't care what kind of health problem you have. Your body is telling you there's a deeper emotional wound to heal. And when you do, and you release it and you reconnect to your body, that's permanent healing, because that's healing on an energetic level where you will never be the same anymore because you hit the deeper wound, you've reconnected, and you've released that trauma out of the body. So that's permanent healing rather than a band-aid fix, which we typically learn in this world, and it doesn't get you anywhere. You know, it's more, you know, management versus healing, you know, symptom management versus solving it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, you're making me think about, I'm a big fan of Julia Cannon and Louise Hay, and they both have like really amazing books that will kind of guide you. You can look up your symptoms in there and they'll kind of help you with like the underlying cause. And oftentimes it's like very, just, I don't know, like realistic. Like if you're having stomach issues, maybe you're in a situation that like you can't stomach, right? Or if you're like having a headaches, it's like you're in like something is just like a pain in your head, right? So it's just like the body, the way it communicates is just like very straightforward if we can just tune in and just kind of pay attention to it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you so I used to hold my breath as a child to not cry. So I wouldn't cry. Aww. So I would hold my feelings in. Yeah. I had so much trauma and I was like, I didn't want anybody to know how hurt I was. So I would say, I'd hold my breath and I'd say, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And that was how I numbed myself. And not realizing it, I was still doing it throughout a lot of my adult life. It just was a habit, right, that I had done. So I didn't even know what I felt like it's crazy, but I know people listening can relate to what I'm saying, that you don't even know what you feel because you've numbed yourself so much. But I'm telling you this because think of like when you do this, like, you know, I was stuffing everything down, right? Like pushing the feelings down,
into your stomach.
Yes. Right. And no wonder it got huge. Like, okay, we're at our capacity now.
On the lot. Yeah.
9 months and ready to birth here. Yeah, it's crazy. But you know, it's what happens. It has to go somewhere. It doesn't escape if you don't heal it. That's unresolved. Anything in the body that you're having physical symptoms with is unresolved trauma, unresolved emotions. So when you can heal those, that's when it can release, like I was saying. So it's there for a reason. Just like when you're hungry, what does your body do? It tells you, I'm hungry. So like, because we don't even really think about it, right? Our stomach growls, oh, hungry. That's your stomach speaking to you. Your body is always speaking to you. Always, 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 always speaking to you. Really, yeah. Get that. It's always speaking to you and telling you things. But see, yeah. We get disconnected from the trauma, from this world we live in, from trying to make it, achieve, make money. Yeah, total disconnection from ourselves.
Yeah, so like getting back in your body is like an important next step.
So important, yeah.
So let's go back to like learning to love yourself again. Like, how did you fall in love with yourself?
Yeah, one of the things I did was I, again, was so disconnected from myself that I blocked out 95% of my childhood because of the trauma. I still don't remember. And I'll tell you, you can heal. I do not remember. Nothing's come back, which is fine. I don't care, right? I've healed it. So you can heal whether you remember things or not.
Can I just ask about your childhood? So it's just like total amnesia from your childhood. Like you don't know what happened.
I know I can think of some instances, but most of it I've blocked out. Like, wow. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's what happens. See, it's the brain cannot handle that amount or, you know, your soul, whatever, can't handle that amount of trauma. So you like dissociate, you literally disconnect, you dissociate. It's too much to deal with at such a young age. And so, right. So that's how that amnesia happens. So yeah, it's crazy, but what are you going to do, you know?
So when are your first memories from?
Probably fifth grade. Wow. I remember a few things younger, like some abuse things, but that's it. Wow. When I was younger, but yeah. Wow. Fifth grade, I remember a couple things, and then maybe more high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like definitely a protection mechanism.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Okay, so you were talking about you can learn to heal things even if you don't remember them.
Yeah, so of course, right? I'm not connected to myself as a little child, but it's like, well, that is you. And I remember hearing about inner child healing and I thought, oh, that's so stupid. I'm an adult, right? I don't need to heal my inner child. But not realizing, oh, wait, that is me, because I mean, I'm the same me as I was yesterday or the year before, I'm the same me as I was as a you know, 8 year old and be the same when I'm 90. You're the same consciousness, your body shape or, you know, your body may change, right? Your looks or whatever, but you're still the same. So, okay. I get that. Right. So, because I didn't know myself as a little child, I would look at a picture of myself when I was little. I had a few pictures and I was like, I don't know who that is. And nobody told me to do this. Like, I was just like trying to figure out how can I try to remember? How can I connect? So that was what I had come up with. And so I would look at myself and I would just try to imagine myself and feel myself. And I just keep doing that over and over and over again until I started like feeling something and connecting. It's a process. Okay. It's not like, oh, there I am. Good. I'm connected now, you know? But yeah, so I just went through that to really try to reconnect to myself and, you know, feel myself and feel like some compassion because, you know, I work with clients who've had abuse and they're like, they have no compassion for themselves, which I get because we think of ourselves as damaged goods when that happens to you. So you're not, right? You're not. It's just the programming that's happened to you. So if you can, you know, reconnect, like, oh my God, look at, you know, have that compassion for that little child and what they went through. Cause you would do that for someone else.
Especially a child, right?
If you saw another 5 year old, you would have compassion, like, oh my God, but somehow you're different. But I get it, right? So when I know this, right? Because I went through it. You think that you're much older than you are because you've had to handle adult things. So you think of yourself as an adult and you should have been able to handle it and figure it out. That's what happens in the mind of a 5 year old that's been abused, you know, 6, 7, 8, whatever. That's the mentality that you get, which is why you have a hard time finding that compassion for yourself. So part of that too is having, you know, connecting, having compassion for what that poor child went through, you know, that trauma, whether you remember it all or not, you know, like I remember incidences. I don't know some of the things that happened. I don't know when they started or when they even ended. The only way I could figure out ages was based on ages of siblings. Like, you know, like I'm like piecing things together that way. But as far as a memory, I don't really know. I'm just logically like I piece things together. And that's just,
it sounds like maybe you don't really need to know.
I don't. Right? No, yeah. I don't. Yeah. No. Yeah. Cause I've healed it. Like I really value myself now. And I'm telling you, when you heal this, you shift on an energetic level and that is permanent, right? You can't go back. Like I would never undervalue myself because I've healed that. Right. So what do you attract when well, let me give you an example. Like, okay. So shame is one of the lowest, energies on the scale. A low vibrational level. Well, I had shame a lot of my life. Well, low vibration, right? Not that I was functioning in the world. I was, you know, assistant VP of a bank, you know, I mean, I was doing all the things, right? This is all stuff that's running underneath.
Right.
So, but yeah, shame. So shame to like raising, getting out of that, your frequency raises, you shift, right? On an energetic level. And once you heal it, you're not going back. It's permanent. So then like I'll say an abusive narcissist would never show up in my space. Never. Because I do not resonate on that level. I just don't. It's impossible. So that's how you know, like, you know, you shifted and I've attracted an amazing soulmate just not that long ago, which is like so awesome, you know? So it's like, it's because of resonance. I know it is. Like, I can't even say, oh my God, I'm so lucky. No, it's not luck. It's resonance.
Yeah.
And these are the things you can attract when you heal those deep inner wounds.
And I think it really speaks to what you were saying earlier, that you have to take responsibility and accountability for the part that you play in it. Because I know there are so many people who will hear what you just said and feel triggered by it and be like, wait a minute, you're telling me I attracted this? And it, you know, like what happens to you isn't your fault, but your healing is your responsibility. And like understanding the part you play, even if it's on a subconscious level and it's feelings of worthlessness that are not your fault that you got, right? You still have to confront that in order to like move through it. I just wanted to highlight that because it's so important. And I know people have that like knee jerk defensive reaction.
Yeah.
I see it all the time when I talk about like you create your reality, right?
Yeah. It's a mindset shift that, it's not your fault, right? You don't know any different. It's just what came to you, but the healing has to come from within.
Yeah.
That's the key. Nobody outside of you, right? They can guide you and all that, of course, but it's all from within. That's the permanent.
It's like you were doing the best you could at the time with the knowledge and the tools you had, but now you can get different knowledge and tools, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So how do you, I know you said that you're an intuitive, somatic healer. You know, like when you're working with someone, like what's kind of your first step to help them reconnect with their body?
That's a huge question. I don't know if I can explain it all on here, cause that's pretty deep. So I have a way of guiding them in their body in order to see where that wound is, what emotion is attached to that wound in order to, heal it and release it. That's probably the best way that I can describe it. It's a whole huge process, right, that I do, but that is how I get in there. And I just know, like, again, like I'll feel what they feel. I just know where to go. I don't know. Come to me, you know, like.
Is it kind of like I've worked with somatic healers and even like EMDR and stuff where it's like, where in your body do you feel this? How do you describe it? Is there a color? Like all of those things.
Of that too. Yeah. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So is there anything we haven't talked about today that you really want to get out there to people?
You know, the biggest thing I want people to understand is you have way more control over your health than you realize. Mm-hmm. I mean, way more control. Okay. I've mastered my health. I get healthier with age. Okay. People don't say that. Nobody says that. Like they get healthier with age. It's quite the opposite, but you can master your health. You can get healthier. We're so programmed. Oh, when you hit this number, then you're going to fall apart. Bullshit, right? I call bullshit on all of that. It's not true. That's just the system programming you, right? To sell you whatever, you know, to make you feel better and, you know, about yourself, maybe not physically, because look at what happens to people, you know, as they age. That doesn't have to be, right? That's a big thing that I teach too, that you just don't have to age like everybody else. You can get healthier. And it's part of what I talked about is part of it. And this goes so much more beyond foods. Of course, food is important, and we always think it's the food, but yeah, it's very important what you eat, right? Because there's so many toxins and things, but there's so much more, right? So being able to master your health, you can, like you 100% can. I know for sure, because I experience it. I help my clients with it too. So you have way more control over your health than you have any idea, but you've got to be the one to take that control. I teach you the steps, but you've got to, you know, you follow it, right? That's how you do it.
So when you say you get healthier with age, and we know like managing your emotions and like doing all the healing work is important. And you mentioned food, and I'm sure there's things like exercise and sleep and all of that and lowering stress. Is there anything else that you attribute to like that's helping you get healthier with age?
Yeah. I mean, even what you put on your skin, you know, supplements, all of that plays a role. Like even what you clean your house with, right? You're breathing in all these chemicals. What do you think that's doing in your body? You think it's just escaping somewhere? No. Yeah. All of that matters. Like all the little things. I have a sheet of all the things that I do that this is how I don't age, you know, like, yeah. I have a whole, like, not sheet, but, you know, all the steps, I guess I should say. But yeah, all of it matters. It all of those things contribute in slowing aging.
Yeah. I mean, you're speaking my language. We're such biohackers around here. It's like all the water is filtered. All the air is filtered. Like we only use like essential oil cleaners. there's no chemicals in our food or preservatives or anything.
Yeah,
it's important. And it's a bummer that we live in a world that you have to really pay attention to all of that. But you know, you are, again, taking responsibility. You're your own best advocate. Yes. You have to be the one to take care of your health.
Yep. Yes, exactly. You are the one.
Amazing. Well, I'm sure people want to know where they can connect with you and find you and work with you. So if you want to just take a moment to share.
Sure. Yeah. So if you want to know, like, what hidden emotions are affecting your health, causing poor digestion, causing chronic health issues. Because when I say chronic, I know people have been unhealthy their whole lives, right? So this is something that can be healed. You've gone to doctor and you're not getting anywhere. I work with those kind of people. I love those kind of people, the hard people's cases, right? But really, so if you want to understand the hidden reasons why your body is so-called acting up, you can take my quiz, and I'm sure you'll have the link. It's peace, P-E-A-C-E, of my heart .net, .net/quiz. So peaceofmyheart.net/quiz, and then you can determine what hidden emotional causes are at the root, because you have to heal at the root in order to heal your chronic health problems. So important to get to the root emotional cause with the unresolved emotions. So yeah, so that's, you could take that quiz. That's one of the best ways. You can go to my website, peaceofmyheart.net, and yeah, check me out. I have YouTubes. So, yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. I'll make sure those are in the show notes. And it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming on and sharing all of your insights. And if you're listening and this resonated and there's someone you think would resonate with it in your life, send it to them. Like, comment, share, subscribe, all the things. Let's help lift humanity up. Have a beautiful rest of your day, everyone.